I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about the concept of needing to be reminded. Samuel Johnson, the great writer from the 18th century, once said, people need to be reminded more than they need to be instructed. And I think that's so profound because we all learn things and forget them. And we need to be constantly reminded. And yet there's this concept that, well, we're not supposed to have to do that. We should just take it in and get it once. And I can't think of any movie I've seen or any book I've read that when I went back and saw it again or read it again, that I didn't realize how much of it I had forgotten. And that's a little bit humbling, but it's also a wonderful thing that I want to go back and learn and reinforce things again and again and again. Jesus certainly didn't move on to the next message. He was constantly reminding people of simple but profound things that were hard to internalize, but were worth reminders.
Well, I think of my own parenting and my kids. How many times do I have to tell you to put your socks away? Well, the answer would be about 9 billion times, and then maybe it'll sink in. But I look at my own spiritual life. It's the same thing. We don't really grow beyond that, right? I mean, the sins I'm working on today, probably was working on the same things 10 years ago. But there's incremental growth, just like my kids with their socks. It's like 1 inch at a time. I'm running this marathon of the spiritual life 1 inch at a time. And I think the takeaway here for me is we got to be patient with ourselves, man. I mean, the Lord's patient with us. He loves us, and he's okay repeating himself to us.
You know, this podcast alone, we're not doing anything new here in terms of we're not coming up with new theology or anything else. We're just trying to remind people of what Jesus has told us in new ways that are relevant to us as professionals, and that we can start our day with a reminder. And here's what's really humbling is we listen to it too to make sure it sounds good. And last week alone, 3 days in a row, I was like, I don't even remember saying that. And I needed to hear that today because of something that happened. Even these podcasts are reminding me of things that you would think I might already remember, but I forget it quickly.
Oh yeah, it is really humbling because you'd think, well, you preached it, therefore you're practicing it. No, I'm trying to be faithful, but we got to be reminded of these things all the time. I think this is one of the reasons that God in His mercy didn't, you know, leave us this New Testament that was, you know, a long voluminous book, but it's fairly short because He wants us to read it again and again and again and again and through the years, let it sink in.
And I think Jesus probably repeated His parables a lot, and certainly he kept telling the same message. So let's pray.
Well, Lord, thank you so much for your great patience with us. Help us as you lead us through this journey of life to be patient with ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.